So the irony here, I'm the last person that should be talking to you about international travel, or really any travel in general, because I was petrified of travel. I didn't have a car till I was 27, and when I got a car, I wouldn't drive more than 10 miles from home by myself, because I was absolutely afraid of getting lost. And for any of you who can relate to being afraid of travel, it's really all about a fear of the unknown. Now, we know that love conquers fear, and I had one love, and that love was 80s heavy metal sensation Twisted Sister. I was a fan since I was 13. They broke my heart when they broke up in 1987. I waited 16 years. They reunited. I got to go see them. They're playing the exotic location, New Jersey. I white knuckle it. I get in the car. I go there. If you've ever been to New Jersey, it's culture shock. Everything is by your parkway exit, right? Your turnpike exit in relation to the Dunkin' Donuts. Left turns are illegal, and they speak a different language. Fortunately for me, I'm fluent in F-bomb. I was bit by the travel bug. I travel now all over the country. I'm going by trains and planes and rental cars. I'm going everywhere. Well, what happened was they became bigger and bigger and bigger. The domestic shows kind of stopped. They're now playing all these giant festivals all over the world internationally. Nothing terrified me more than international travel. But I thought, I got to go. I bite the bullet. I'm going to travel internationally. Buy a bunch of international tickets. Now, if you've ever traveled internationally, you might have done what all neurotic, terrified international travelers do, and that's register with the embassy to let them know you're coming. And when you do that, you get these nice emails from the Department of State periodically that say, "Hello, we understand you're going to Greece. Just so you know, there's rioting, there's civil unrest, there are kidnappings and carjackings and murders. Have a nice trip." So I'm getting all these emails, and I'm getting even more nervous about the international travel thing, but I'm like, I'm going to blend right in. I'm going to eat the food. I'm going to learn the language, and I hail my taxi cab, and I'm really proud of myself. I get in the cab, and I go, "Yasu, karimerasas, Club Principalis Palakalo." That is all the Greek I know. It was, "Hi, good morning, the principal club, please." And I'm really proud of myself until the cab driver turns around. "Buine club principalis, where is the club principal?" Well, there's a lie that people who travel internationally will tell you to get you to travel internationally. They say, "Oh, don't worry, wherever you go, they speak English." That's only true in one country. England. So I'm like, okay, I'm in trouble. I run inside. I get the concierge. I bring her out. She translates. She tells him where the principal club is. Off we go. Cab driver turns around. He apparently knows one English word, and he looks at me sideways and goes, "American?" And I start to panic, and I'm thinking back to that email, and I went, no, Canadian. I'm from Canada. And he said, "Huh?" And I went, I start to sing the Canadian national anthem. "Oh, Canada." And then I realize I don't actually know the Canadian national anthem. I don't even know if it's in English or it's in French. And I'm thinking, oh, crap, I should have watched more hockey. So I make something up. I'm making stuff. I'm going, "Oh, Canada, je voudrais ma vie." Which, if you know, it translates badly to, "I would like my life." And off we go. That's a good enough for him. We're speeding down the highway. I'm thinking, this is great. I'm going to the Twisted Sister show. All of a sudden, cab driver swerves over three lanes, takes an exit. Now we're off the highway, and we're on a dirt road. And I'm like, this does not look like a rock show. This is not going to be good. And I'm going, oh, I don't like this. And I'm looking, and he's kind of looking at me in the rearview mirror, and I'm thinking, this is it. I'm getting mugged. I'm getting mugged in rural Greece. So I'm like, starting to get a little nervous, and I'm getting antsy, and he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is definitely not good. We're now on a dirt road. There's 5-foot weeds on both sides of the cab, and I'm thinking, I'm not getting mugged. I'm getting kidnapped. That's what's happening here. And I'm getting antsy. I'm like, all right, I need a plan. I need a plan. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Tuck and roll. That's what I'm going to do. Tuck and roll. I'm going to throw myself out of the cab. I'm going to tuck into a ball. I'm going to roll on the ground. And I'm going to make a beeline for the highway and flag somebody down for safety, right? Well, now he's really watching me in the rearview mirror. And then we're on this dirt road, and the cab's going up and down and up and down. And I'm looking, but we go past a scrapyard, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm not going to get kidnapped. I'm going to get murdered. And I'm thinking, my poor mother. She's not going to have any closure. They're never going to find my body out here. It's these weeds. My bones are going to rot near a scrapyard in these tall weeds. And then I'm like, oh, and a fate worse than death. I'm going to miss the Twisted Sister show. Why couldn't he murder me on my way back from the show? Then I could die happy. So now I'm like, okay, I need a tuck and roll, tuck and roll. I'm looking in the mirror. He's looking back at me. And I'm thinking, you son of a bitch, you're not going to get this tourist. Oh, no, I got you. And now he's going faster. He's going 65 miles per hour on the dirt road. The cab is, my head's hitting the top of the cab. I'm holding on with one hand like this on the ceiling, and I'm holding the door with the other. Right, I got the seatbelt unbuckled. I got the lock undone. Okay, we're watching each other. I'm like, this is it. This is it. As soon as he slows down, I'm out of this cab. He swings around the corner. I'm thinking, all right, it's go time. He slams on the brakes. I slam into the seat in front of me. I swing open the door of the cab. I throw myself out of the cab. I now stumble out on the dirt road. I look up, and before me stands the Club Principalis. And I just kind of turn around. I'm covered in sweat. I've left a puddle of sweat in the cab. I probably peed my pants, but I didn't notice. And I just kind of walk over. I pay the cab guy 30 euros. And he just kind of pats me on the shoulder. Pats me on the shoulder as if to say, you stupid Canadian, I only mug the American tourists. Thank you.